Drivers, it's always great to welcome another member into our Million Mile Club here at Red Eye Radio. For the better part of three decades, we've been paying tribute, honoring drivers who have surpassed the million mile mark. Scott Bussell is one of those drivers, and he joins us right now. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, tell us about your background. How long have you been driving?
I've been driving since 1994.
Wow. Wow. So who do you drive for now?
I currently drive for MC Van Campen out of Michigan.
All right. All right. What do you haul?
Mostly produce, reefers.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say, Scott, is your key to safety? I mean, what's your rule when you get behind the wheel? Because obviously you have a standard that you've set. This is how you get to this milestone. What is that standard for you?
Knowing what's going on around you. That's the number one thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, being prepared for somebody pulling out in front of you, somebody hitting their brakes, a four-wheeler cutting in front of you, trying to pass you on the right, all those things, just try to be aware all the time. That's
right.
That's the key, I think.
Yeah. You know, we always go back to the Smith system, and their offices used to be located just a few blocks away from our old studios there in Arlington, Texas. And it was, you know, I heard so many drivers quote those, you know, standards set by the Smith system over the years, and how that is a, you know, standard for them still today. But I mean, it is the basic rules of being able to anticipate, you know, what that other, you know, vehicle might do. Do you find yourself watching? I mean, I don't know what your vantage point is always on a freeway, on a highway. But are you able to actually watch drivers, other drivers' behavior? I mean, four-wheelers or other trucks. Are you keeping an eye on their head and where they're looking? Do you find yourself doing that?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the last 10 years with the advent of cell phones. Everybody seems to be texting or messing with their phone all the time. And you see it and you're like, well, I got to watch that person because they're not watching. You know?
Right. Yeah. I saw that just this morning on my way home. Just on a neighborhood road, and it was pretty scary because the person ended up going completely into the other lane. It was obvious to those behind us, behind that person, what was going on with that driver there. What is it that you find with your equipment? I mean, how does that help you stay safe? I mean, what kind of maintenance program? How often do you clean your truck? I mean, is that a part of your overall safety, I guess, mission statement while on the road?
You know, it's funny that you say that because more often than not, you find the new drivers foregoing pre-trip inspections. And frankly, that is the number one most important thing. I've seen guys fall victim to people pulling their fifth wheel pins or having a flat that they don't know about and they take off. You've got to get out of that truck and check your stuff. You know, even if it's down to your windshield wiper fluid, if it starts coming down a rain or bugs or whatever, you've got to do a pre-trip inspection and be prepared to do your job that day.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you right now, the grasshoppers in West Texas in summer, you'll need that windshield wiper fluid.
Exactly. And, you know, it's funny, you say washing your truck. That's being with MC Van Camp, and they allow us to wash our truck, and I do it every week. I'm kind of proud of these trucks, and that's part of it, you know, part of the professionalism of it, and not to mention the safety of it, you know, just clean windshields and whatnot.
Right. What do you do in your downtime, Scott?
Well, it's funny you say that. I used to be a radio DJ at Renfrew Valley Entertainment Center, and now that I'm getting old, I'm fishing. I love to fish.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great. Well, we have at least two things in common, and then we can add, of course, the big thing, trucking in common there. So
that's right.
That's great. If you're telling a driver, if you see a new driver out there, or maybe a driver, if you were training a driver or just giving them some advice, somebody who is a greenhorn to the industry, what would you tell them? What are the three things you would tell them in terms of keeping them safe and keeping them, you know, keeping the other drivers that they share the road safe while they're out there?
Well, it's funny because I had to come off the road for 3 years because of cancer. Mm. I had colon cancer. Mm. And as it turns out, even though, you know, barring genetics or whatever, eating properly on the road, people don't realize your health is just as much part of safety as your equipment or anything else.
Yeah.
And try to eat better, because some of these, you know, you throw down a hamburger or some French fries while you're driving, that's just not conducive to good health. You know, you've got to start taking care of yourself.
Yeah. You know, that's a great, great piece of advice, because, you know, the thing is, too, is that, you know, you want to feel as good as you can while you're off the road, spending time with your family in your downtime. My cousin was telling me about this years ago, how he used to come home and just plop on the couch, you know, for 3 or 4 days and not move. And now during his downtime, he's going to all the games and the recitals and the plays and everything with the kids. And he's participating because he started doing something real simple. He started eating better and just walking in his downtime when he was on the road. Just he said that alone changed everything. And
it
so
absolutely does.
Yeah. And it will change your, it will definitely be a positive for your health. Do everything that you possibly can, all the stuff within your control. Drink plenty of water while you're out there on the road. I know what that means. I know what that means for you drivers, because, you know, the idea is keeping that left door closed. But, you know, but the bigger picture is to keep you healthy as well, so you can be out there on the road or doing whatever it is you want to do much later in life because you're healthy. Scott, great talking to you. We want to take time to thank our sponsors this year of the Million Mile Club, Petro Stopping Centers, House Lubricator. House has been on with us. Actually, they've been with our program longer than I have. They go back years, and we thank them for that. The Daske family of trucking companies, based right here in North Texas, and we thank them. Motel 6, the St. Christopher Fund, a great organization that helps drivers who may actually have some needs if they come off the road for a medical reason. St. Christopher Fund, I'm proud to sit on the board of directors for that organization, so we thank them. Catscale, Heather and the entire crew there at Catscale, thank you. And Cobra Electronics, always giving us some really cool stuff to give away here at Red Eye Radio and hanging out with us at truck shows, so they're really cool and really great folks. We thank all of our companies and sponsors for making it possible to recognize Million Miles, multi-million miles in the case of Scott Bussell. Scott, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate you staying up late. We will certainly keep you in our thoughts and prayers for continued health and continued success out there. Thank you for being a beacon for the trucking industry, Scott.
Hey, no problem. And I thank you guys for being on the radio with us when we're out here on these roads. Without you guys, it would almost be impossible. So I appreciate you and all your sponsors.
Well, thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Red Eye Radio.